And now, the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, Out of the Frying Pan into the Fire. In today's chapter, boys and girls, you're going to hear about the time the Cheviot Hills Hotel burned to the ground. Of course, this is very important to us because this is where Yuki Butcher lives. We had been shopping when we heard the fire engines come by, and running to see what the excitement was, we discovered that Yuki's house was on fire. Yes, the Cheviot Hills Hotel was burning to the ground. There was a lady on the top floor. The firemen were trying to rescue her, but they couldn't get her to jump into the safety net. Meantime, Yuki was upset because the firemen wouldn't let him go into his room to get his valuable possessions.
Going to rethink you're going. It sure looks like the old Cheviot Hills Hotel is going to burn clear down to the ground.
I'm afraid so. The firemen are playing most of the water on the adjoining buildings to keep the fire from spreading.
I wish they'd figure out a way to save that lady up on the top floor.
If only she jumped into the life net, the fire would spread out.
Hey, lady, jump into the net. Come on, you can save yourself that way.
Well, if you ask me, Yuki, they're going to have to let somebody go into that building and Yuki... Hang on, Yuki. He was standing right here next to me just a minute ago. Now he's gone.
Yuki? Yuki Butcher, where are you?
Oh, don't tell me he's trying to get back into that burning hotel anyway. He'll never make it.
Oh, well, that's what he's trying to do, Big John. There he goes. He's running across the street, right past the policeman. They don't see him because they're too interested watching that lady up there on the top floor.
Hey, Officer McNightstick, stop that there man from going into the building. Get him, do you hear me?
They'll never catch him, Mayor. He's past them already.
There he comes into the building. He's disappeared through the door and into the flames and the smoke.
Oh, that crazy fool. He'll never get out alive. What's the matter with him anyway?
Listen, if anybody can save that lady, Mayor, Yuki can. Then again, I wonder. Well, I wouldn't want to be Yuki right now.
Well, just keep watching the window. If he sees he can't go very far, he may try to make it to a window and jump into the fireman's net. Just keep watching the window for a sign of Yuki. You see him any place?
No, I never see a sign of him.
Fire seems to be getting worse.
Certainly does. The smoke is getting thicker and blacker, and the flames are definitely higher and brighter.
Yep. Looks like the battle to save the old Cheviot Hills Hotel is a losing one.
Well, I'm not worried about the hotel as much as I am about old Yuki inside the building there. I'm worried about
him. Yeah, me too. Boy, why did he have to go inside?
Well, he had some dumb snoot idea about saving his valuable belongings in his room and probably thought he could save the lady up there on the top floor, too.
As it is, he probably won't save anything. Not even himself.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right. Oh, me. Poor old Yuki. Poor old Yuki Butcher. Oh, he was the best friend a feller ever had.
That's right, Mayor. Yuki was a wonderful friend. One of the most generous persons I've ever known. Why, there wasn't anything he wouldn't do for a person.
Yeah, remember all the things he did for us? Remember how he invented that midget race auto for me to drive in the special race up at Indianapolis?
Yes, I remember, Sparky, and I also remember how worried he was when we all thought you had returned to the land of make-believe. I remember how he tried to invent a special magic travel machine to get him to the land of make-believe so he could look for you and bring you back home.
Yeah. Poor Yuki. Oh, I guess we'll never see him again.
Well, now, Sparky, look on the bright side. There's still a chance that Yuki will get out. Let's not be too pessimistic about this.
Oh, Big John, do you really think so? Or are you just saying that so the mayor and I don't feel too bad?
Of course I mean it. I've got confidence in Yuki. I haven't given up completely on him.
Not completely, huh, Big John? But that means you have a little bit?
Well, I'd be foolish to say it didn't look bad, Sparky, but I know Yuki well enough to know that there's still a chance that he'll come out of that burning building safe and sound.
Oh, Buster, I don't know. Yuki does some pretty dumb, sneak things. And I've always said that someday Yuki was going to get into trouble with one of them there dumb, snoot ideas of his and wouldn't be able to get out of it.
Oh, Mayor, do you really think we've seen Yuki for the last time?
I'm afraid so, lad. I'm afraid so. But let me tell you one thing, lad. Yuki will be gone, but he will not be forgotten.
No, he sure won't be forgotten. We'll always remember Yuki.
Yes, we'll always remember Yuki, lad. and so will the entire population of our grand and glorious fair city. Lad.
Yes, Mayor Templar?
I will see to it that our city erects a monument in honor of Yuki Butcher right here on this very spot where he was last seen standing alive.
A monument? You mean a statue?
Yes. A statue of Yuki Butcher himself.
A statue of Yuki sitting in his 1913 Model T taxi cab?
Yes, lad. A statue of Yuki sitting in his 1913 Model T taxi cab. Yes. What more fitting tribute could be paid to old Yuki than a statue of him sitting in his 1913 Model T cab? Why, that's the most familiar sight in town for all these years.
Oh, Yuki would like that, Mayor.
I know. It's just too bad that old Yuki won't be around to see it.
Hey, Mayor, look. The lady who was standing at the window on the top floor there has disappeared. She must have been overcome by the smoke and fell back into the building.
Well, that's the end of her, too. No wonder who she was.
I don't know.
If we knew who she was, maybe we could put up a statue of her sitting in the back seat of Yuki's 1913 Model T taxi cab. It would be a lasting reminder to the citizens of our fair city of the worst tragedy we've ever had. And then they'd be more careful where they throw their lighted cigars and cigarettes and burning nightsticks and things like that.
Look, Mayor, the police are making everybody move farther back away from the burning building.
Oh, homie. Well, that does it. That means all hope for Yuki is gone now.
Why, what do you mean, Mayor?
Well, the reason the police are making everybody move back like that is because they expect the building to collapse. The roof will probably cave in first, and then the walls will come tumbling down.
Oh, this is the end of Yuki.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Once that building collapses, there won't be a chance in the world for him.
Well,
at least Yuki displayed more courage and heroism than any of us did. He just didn't want to see that lady up on the top floor there perish in the fire.
That's right. Old Yuki was the kind of fella couldn't stand idly by while nobody did nothing to save that there poor lady's life.
Yeah, well, at least he tried to save her. He at least had the courage to go inside the burning building to save her.
You know, Mayor, I think you'd be doing the right thing to erect a monument in Yuki's honor. Because if anybody deserves one, Yuki Butcher does.
Yes, you're so right. Well, fellas, I'm a little broken up. I think I should leave now. I can't take any more of this thing. I just can't stay here.
Yeah. We'll go with you, Mayor.
No, lad. If you don't mind, I think I'd like to be alone for a little while anyway. I want to make arrangements for Yuki's monument, and I want to sit down by myself and think.
Well, you just go on, Mayor. Come on, Sparky. He wants to be alone. We'll stay here for a little while yet, just in case.
Now, so long, fellas. I'll be seeing you maybe tomorrow or the next day. We can get together then. I'll see you later.
Boy, Big John, the mayor sure does feel bad about poor old Yuki.
Well, I guess he would. Yuki's one of the best friends he ever had in his life.
Yeah. They were really good friends. He was one of our best friends, too, Big John. I like Yuki a whole lot, too.
Oh, so did I, Sparky. In fact, everybody who knew him liked Yuki. Why, he was the sort of fellow who, if you knew him, you just couldn't help liking him.
Yeah. Look, Yuki, he did a lot of funny things.
Yeah. He made a lot of people happy with his funny things, too.
People are cheering. What are they cheering about?
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness, I wouldn't have believed him if I didn't see it with my own eyes. Sparky, look at that. There's Yuki stumbling out of the burning building, and he's carrying the lady who was on the top floor of that building. Look at that.
Let us through here, please.
Excuse us. Let us through here.
Boy, are we glad to see you. How are you, Yuki?
Hey, fine, real fine. My hair is a little bit singed, but I saved this here lady, and I got my goldfish and all the other valuable possessions out of the... Oh, boy, smoke's kind of getting to me. At least I got most of my possessions.
Well, Yuki, you're a real hero, eh? Do you realize that you made it out of that burning building just in time? Did you hear the roof cave in when you came out?
Well, yeah, is that what that loud noise was? The roof collapsed, you say? The roof collapsed? Oh, me. Oh.
Wow, Yuki just faded. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
There isn't anything wrong with him except he's suffering from a little shock. He was really surprised when he found out the roof of the hotel caved in just a few seconds after he got out. Well, old Yuki is a hero now. He saved the lady's life. Got her out of the burning building. Wonder who she is. When they put her into the other ambulance, I overheard her say that Yuki would be handsomely rewarded for what he did. Boy, I can't wait to find out. Well, maybe we'll learn more about it tomorrow. So long, kids. I'll see you later.